Hello and welcome to lesson 6. So we are halfway through the course already. So take a moment to celebrate your progress and really well done for all the work you have done so far. We have been exploring our role models, old relationships, the relationship with ourselves. We have done lots of awareness exercises, some energy clearing techniques. You have done an amazing job so far. Now, in the second half of the course, we are going even deeper with the inner work. But if you are here, it means that you are so ready for this. So let's go for it. I'm sure you've got a lot of insights already about beliefs or patterns that you need to leave behind. Maybe by becoming aware of them, you have noticed already a shift or some level of transformation happening. If you have done some of the journaling exercises or the letting go ritual, you have probably experienced a big relief already. Now, some old or limiting beliefs that we know are not serving us come to our awareness very easily, but some others hide deep in our subconscious mind. So today we are going to do a very powerful exercise to uncover those hidden beliefs that don't come to our awareness so easily. For this, make sure you are in a space where you won't be disturbed and where you can relax for the next 10 minutes or so. First of all, let's start by taking a few deep breaths. And we are going to do a breathing pattern to allow the body to relax. So I want you to breathe in for a count of 3 and breathe out for a count of 6. Count at your own pace. We are going to do this for a couple of minutes to calm the body, to calm the mind, and to bring the awareness to the here and now. So breathing in for 3 and breathing out for a count of 6. Now, I'm going to start a sentence and I want you to finish it with the first thing that comes to mind. It is very important that you say the first thing that comes to your awareness without thinking if it makes sense or not. You can finish the sentence out loud in your mind or write it down. Let's get started. My name is... My favorite color is... I live in... Relationships are... Love is... Women are... To be loved, I have to... Sex is... women have too. I am not allowed to. I am always the one who. Men are. When I am in a relationship, I feel. I will never. My partner's always. In relationships, I tend to. When I am in love, I. Loving someone means. Okay, so take a deep breath, start bringing your awareness to the physical body, coming to the present moment. Maybe take a gentle or a deep stretch if that feels right. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. You can stop the recording here to take a few moments to integrate. Please do that if that feels right and like what your body needs. If you're ready to continue, let me ask you, did any of those beliefs surprise you? If there are any beliefs that you don't want to keep or that you know that are not serving you anymore, I'm going to teach you a step-by-step process on how to rewrite them into more empowering beliefs. Step number one, track where the belief comes from. When did you make this decision? And you might want to close your eyes for this one and really go within and connect with that belief and see where that takes you. Follow that belief to the point in life, to the part of yourself that made that decision about women or men or love or sex or about yourself. So try to identify the moment and what was going on for you when you made that decision. Stop the recording here and take as long as you need to do this step. When you're ready to move on, step number two is have an inner dialogue with the part of yourself that made that decision and help them see things with a different perspective. What do they need to change their mind? What would they need to hear from you? What would you like to tell them? What do they need to heal? What do they need to say? What do they need to do? Close your eyes and have that inner dialogue with that part of yourself and let them say or do what they need. And see if you can help them change their mind about this belief, or maybe see the situation from a different perspective. Again, stop the recording here and take as long as you need to do this step. When you're ready to move on, step number three, rephrase the old belief into a positive and empowering one. So for example, if the belief was to be loved, I have to forget about my needs. Maybe you want to rewrite that belief into my needs are important. I deserve to take care of myself. Whatever feels right for you. If you have studied the list of positive affirmations, as I have mentioned it in previous lessons, then add these new empowering and positive affirmations to that list and make sure that you read them out loud every day. Make sure that you do this every day to keep reprogramming your subconscious mind so they really absorb these new beliefs. If any of these beliefs is proving tricky to rewrite, if you have done the process, you have tried, but they're a bit stubborn, that's fine. Deep beliefs will need deep inner work. So you might want to explore this a bit further, maybe on your own, maybe with a professional, but it is totally normal that you might need a few more interactions with different parts of yourself until the belief can be totally cleared, especially if it was a very deep one. Of course, in this course, you will have a very deep healing meditation coming up in a couple of lessons where you can bring some of these stubborn beliefs or blocks that you are ready to let go of, and we will do it with a very powerful technique to reprogram your subconscious mind. Okay, my loves, well done for today. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out, please feel free to post them in the course. If you have experiencing any insights, any shifts already, please do share them in the course to inspire other people. And you know, I'm here to support you all the way. Take care for now, and I'll see you tomorrow.